The Lord be with you. I think probably one of the most basic fears is the fear, will I have enough for the future? And the pandemic and lockdown and unemployment and economic upheaval have probably only added to our fears. Fears like, well, I'm getting by now, but what about tomorrow? Or what if I get sick? What if I lose my job? How will we make it? I want to share with you today a prayer that helps me take away any fears like those about the future. It's a prayer that as I pray daily, it gives me real peace, confidence for the future. I find that there is a load lifted from my shoulders. It's the prayer Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. You probably know it. Give us this day our daily bread. I find that it's a prayer that really does take away my fear. Will we have enough? Will we be okay? Now, as we pray this prayer, it's important for us to keep in mind that this is a part of the Lord's Prayer, because this part of the prayer for our daily bread, it builds on what we have prayed before. Our Father, who art in heaven. You see, we're talking to our Father. We get to call God our Father. And that gives us confidence to ask him for our daily bread. He is our Father. We are his children asking for bread. I mean, this part of the prayer teaches us to seek first the kingdom of God as we pray, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you know, Jesus taught that as we seek first the kingdom of God, that all these other things that we might worry about, like food and clothing, he says it will be given you. So you see, we begin with God as our Father. We are citizens of his kingdom, so that then takes us to the first thing that we ask for ourselves. Well, even before we ask God for forgiveness, he says we ask for our daily bread. That means that your daily bread and you having it are important to the Father. Bread here, yes, it means food, but bread is that which we need. We're not asking God for our greeds. We're asking God for our needs, what we need to live, what we need to survive. Hey, and God gives us a lot more than that usually, doesn't he? But bread means food and also the physical material needs for life. You see, every need of yours is included in this prayer for daily bread. I love what the Apostle Paul says over in Philippians 4, verse 19. My God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory. So, give us this day, not tomorrow, but this day, our daily bread. You know, Jesus is a very present moment person. A few verses later in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says in verse 25, don't worry about tomorrow, what you will eat or drink, what you will wear, your heavenly Father will provide. So we pray about these 24 hours. Give us this day. We're not worrying. We're not thinking about tomorrow in this. Now, often when Jesus talks about bread in the Gospels, he's also thinking about the bread, the manna that God provided the Israelites when he led them out of Egypt. God, in that journey, taught his children that when they needed food, he provided manna from heaven. But remember that he commanded them to gather up only enough manna for the day. And when they disobeyed and gathered more manna than they needed for the day, the leftover manna, it bred worms and stunk the next morning. It's all there in Exodus chapter 16. And there's a very important principle here for us in our walk with God, that we look reliantly to God to provide what we need for today. Notice Jesus' repetition in this. Give us this day our daily bread. Our Heavenly Father is pleased for us as His children to daily come to Him, trusting Him to meet our needs day by day by day. And there is no greater adventure in life than to be seeking God's kingdom and trusting Father to provide. I don't have to cheat to get my needs met. I don't have to hurt other people to get my needs met. I don't have to use people to get my needs met. I can ask our Father. Why, Peter says in 1 Peter verse 7, cast all your cares upon God because He cares for you. And to ask God for our daily bread is to pray for deliverance from the worry, will we have enough? We are asking God to deliver us from our fears about the future. Are we going to make it? Will we have enough? It's also a prayer, I think, for contentment. To be content with the bread that God provides for this day. Well, you remember the children of Israel. Remember what they did in the wilderness and how they complained about manna three times a day, every day, and they wanted something more, and they grumbled against God. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy 6:8, if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these things. I have a friend in ministry. It's a real ministry of faith, and God is using him in great ways. And my friend says to me, he says, you know, I'm a trust fund kid. My Father gives me what I need. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you're a trust fund kid. Your Father will. He will give you what you need. So don't sweat tomorrow. God's got you covered. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.